Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Time to head up north now and have a chat to Luke Price, because Luke Price and his father, Rob, are looking to win their first Group 1, the father and son team. And what a moment it would be if Count De Rupee can do that in the Tab Doomben 10,000 on Saturday morning. Luke, how are you?
Morning, mate. Very well.
I know you've been around a while, but this is a big race. Do the nerves start to get a little bit buzzy as the days count down to the 10,000 when you've got a genuine winning Group 1 contender?
It's been a good week. We've had a really good week. I've been pretty relaxed about it. Kept ourselves busy, which is easy to do in this game. And now we drew the good barrier yesterday. It sort of all started to sink in a little bit now that we're, you know, a genuine chance. Still is mindful of the weather. I'd love to see it sort of stop sort of halfway through the day tomorrow, the weather, and just no race day rain either, and I'll be a lot more confident.
Well, speaking to a couple of the guys up there, including Nathan Exerby from the Brisbane Racing Club, he thinks that no matter what the weather's like, the Eagle Farm track will still be close to a good four. What are the locals saying? Have you had any people ride out there on the Eagle Farm track to give you direct feedback on what they think the conditions will be?
No, I've had no feedback yet, but that's the word I get from the local trainers as well, is exactly that. So I'm all for it. It's going to really obviously test the track this weather, but I'm a lot happier it's been moved over to Eagle Farm, that's for sure. And we're not at Doomben, because obviously it'll be a genuine 10 over there at Doomben, and we're going to go around on a track that he won at last start, and, you know, it just looks really ideal for us now.
Gee, he's a good horse. He's almost been a little underrated or flown under the radar as far as maybe what we see looking on from here. And you helped out the RSN listeners last night. You were uber confident. I'm just going to remind you how confident you were when we spoke before his winning the victory.
Without a doubt. Horses definitely gone ahead from his run the other day. Drawn a lovely gate. He's rock hard fit, ready to go. And I'm extremely confident he'll be right in the finish.
Oh, we love that. And he saluted at about $8. Do you have a similar amount of confidence heading into Saturday?
Oh, I do. The last time Marzu got beat was by a horse called Count De Rupee here at Kembla Grange. Mm. You know, albeit Marzu was a three-year-old colt, and he's obviously had that operation now, and he's been sensational since. But I go up there, we're from the good gate. He just naps really well again. The horse certainly hasn't gone backwards. And I'm going up there full of confidence that he'll run extremely well.
He won the Gong over 1600. He's gone well, you know, so close in the Eagle, and he sprints well as well. What do you think's his best distance?
Ideally, he probably is a 1400 metre horse, ideally. Even if we train him to be a miler, yes. But with the 1200, we don't have to do as much with him, and we can keep that. He's a horse that you can keep the speed in. And he's bred that you can do that. He feels that he's really sharp still on the track. So, look, with this Everest concept, it's a race that I just really think we should target this year and see if he can make it. The prize money is awesome, extraordinary. You know, if it doesn't pay off, then we can always push on later on in his career to get him out to the mile. But look, he's had five runs, and it's going to be his fifth run now at 1,200 metres, and he showed us last start that he's going to mix it with the best sprinters this time of year over 1,200. So I think, you know, if we can stand up on Saturday, he deserves his chance in a race like an Everest.
What would it be like to win a Group 1 with your old man?
I'd be special, yeah. It'd be very special. It'd be a long time coming. A lot of hard days, but we've got quality horses around us now, which makes it a lot better to work with. But it's, you know, we've worked together for a lot of years now, from a young age when I was probably, you know, 10 years old, chasing him around the stables. We used to have four stables in our backyard, and if he went playing footy around the horses, we'll help him dad with the horses every day. So, you know, it'd be something special.
And it'd be big for Brock Ryan as well. It'd be a great partnership, a great team to get that Group 1 victory.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, we're great friends. And he's a hard worker. He gets into the stables every fast day. And, you know, he just left the stables 20 minutes ago. You know, we discussed that. And it would come along such a good time for him, this horse, coming from his apprenticeship to now. And, you know, I only remember sort of 2-3 years ago, he'd had fall after fall, and, you know, he'd only just come to us, and he was thinking about moving to Queensland to sort of, he'd given up on hope of making it to the Sydney ranks, and here he is every Saturday in Sydney, mixing it with the best of them.
The perfect gate on paper. Where would you love to see him in the run?
Oh, 5-6 would be ideal, one off. They didn't make it easy for us the other day when we drew one. They kept us nice and tight on the fence, and back in the day, the horse wouldn't like that, so I thought it showed that he's just come of age, the horse, and he was able to, you know, a brilliant ride by Brock, getting out the last 1,500 yards. And it's always good to have that horse underneath you that can do that. But, you know, if he gets that little bit of gallop in the room, he does appreciate that. So You know, we can stay one off and we're fifth, sixth. It looks to be a genuine speed. So, last 50, you know, we might not get them to the last 50, but it'd be very strong late.
And Marzu, the obvious one to beat?
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, no doubt at all. Still have a lot of respect for the locals, you know. I thought Rafael was still good the other day. They made him do a bit early. So I think he's drawn a little bit better there tomorrow. So, like I said, there's really good speed on paper. Even old Kemantari, he beat us 2 starts ago and he's in career best form from a nice soft draw. I saw him at the trials the other day at Hawkesbury. Looked sensational. So, look, it's certainly not going to be easy, but I know we're going up there with the right horse to win the race, Liz.
Well, mate, it could be a fairy tale story. I see you got Bellagio Mist just as a nerve settler in race 6, about 40-1. Any each way hope?
I tell you what, if you watch her trial at Warwick Farm on Monday, the punters would be pleasantly surprised to see how well she went. Probably her biggest query now, it's been moved from Zoom, and I thought it was going to be sort of 1150. It's going to be 1200. So the last 50 might be the telling factor, but she should be strong. She's a mare that I thought would have run a lot better last time, and she had a genuine excuse. She pulled up with a heart arrhythmia issue, and she's passed her ECG in a trial, and she'll handle the trip up there, no worries at all, and I think she'll run a cheeky race.
Best of luck on Saturday, Luke. We'll be watching, and he's going to be in it up to his ears. There's no doubt about it.
Thanks, Michael. Cheers, mate.
Luke Price joining us. There.